about the best place to get great looking game day gear. J&J Apparel is your trusted local source for one-of-a-kind officially licensed collegiate apparel. These guys aren't just guessing, they're living it. J&J's polos, tees, and hats show what happens when true fans design the merch. Serving Alabama, Auburn, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss fans since 2004. Get it online at jnjapparel.net. Once again, that is jnjapparel.net. The downtown Tuscaloosa location, or at trusted local stores across the Southeast. Check out J&J Apparel today. This is the Stingray Show, and coming up on this edition, we are taking a trip to Fayetteville, Arkansas, to talk about the Auburn and Arkansas matchup. Both of these teams are in desperate need of a win. Auburn is trying to avoid losing five straight this season, and Arkansas is looking to notch its first win under interim head coach Bobby Petrino. We will be joined by Kyle Rush and Kevin Bohanna. But first, there was some breaking news this week out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Tony Vitello has left Tennessee to go to the Major League Baseball. We will be joined by Ryan Silva to start the Stingray Show to get the latest on the Tennessee Volunteers losing Tony Vitello right now on this edition of the Stingray Show. And guys, we've got a lot to cover this evening.
Hi, this is Tim Brando with a reminder. Those of you on Tide 100.9, look out. You're about to feel the buzz of Stingray.
This is Stephen Ray, a.k.a. Stingray, coming to you live from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I'm Heath Hopkins. I'm here in DeSoto County, Mississippi, right outside of Memphis, Tennessee.
You know, Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you feel that responsibility to pay it forward and give some kid a chance coming up in the ranks, kind of like Tony did for you?
Why do you think I'm talking to Stingray tonight?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
No, I'm doing this. Look, no. Hey, Stingray, Here's the deal. When you get involved with Texas, it's like getting married to a stripper. and let me explain this. It looks good, kind of sexy on the surface. Yeah. But then you get the baggage, you get the drama, you get all that eventually comes with it. And that's what you get with Texas, and that's what the Big 12 learned.
And Heath, any thoughts on our show moving forward?
Hey, to everyone in Tuscaloosa listening here on Tide 100.9, with the Stingray Show, if you don't like it, you better learn to love it, because it's the best show going today, baby. Woo!
And with that, I want to welcome you inside another edition of the Stingray Show. And unfortunately, if you are a Vols fan, this has been an absolute week from hell. Pardon my language, but it has truly been a bad week. First off, on Saturday evening, they lost the third Saturday in October, the rivalry game to Alabama, and then that evening as well, things started circulating about Tony Vitello potentially moving on and going to the San Francisco Giants organization. It was officially announced yesterday that Tony Vitello will be leaving Tennessee to go to Major League Baseball. To break down all of this and an instant reaction to the news, here is Rocky Top Insiders on Ryan Silva. Ryan, how are things with you on old Rocky Top? And let's begin with the news of Tony V leaving Tennessee to go to Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting one the last couple of days in Knoxville. Tennessee fans are, I think, on one hand, you know, looking back and proud of what Tennessee baseball is done under Tony. On the other side, understandably frustrated that debatably the best coach in the sport is, you know, leaving. And it's a trailblazer move for him, though. He's the first coach to go from college directly to MLB and, you know, not have prior professional experience. And he's just making the jump straight from there. So it's a trailblazer type of move. It's a big opportunity for Tony, and I don't think you can really blame him for taking that opportunity, but it certainly stings from a Tennessee perspective as far as hoping to stay, you know, in the juggernaut category of the sport. We'll see. They have all the chances to rebound and make the right hire and have the opportunity to stay at the top of the sport, but now it's a whole lot harder when you're having to replace your head coach.
And especially with the season so close now, with the first pitch being in February, and now you have to go back to the drawing board and do a coaching search with that. Who do you feel like would be a top candidate to replace Tony V there at Tennessee?
I think the betting favorite would probably be Josh Elander, who's on staff right now. He's one of the assistant coaches. He's, yeah, a guy that's one, a really good recruiter. He's been a big part of helping Tony land all of these top classes. So you have to be confident that he'd be able to keep the ball rolling there, which is such a big part about, you know, baseball in general, is getting the right guys in the lineup. But he's also, you know, someone that the current players really like, the former players really like. You've seen that movement kind of start on Twitter where there's a lot of guys that have played for Tony, obviously pretty recently, and have been like, don't mess this up. Just promote Josh Elander. We'll see if that's what they want to do. He's not going to be the interim for the moment. They promoted Frank Anderson, the pitching coach, to be the interim coach. But Danny Wyatt, the athletic director, did say that Elander would be a candidate, and they wanted to kind of let him do his own thing as far as being a candidate, not have to worry about being the interim coach in the meantime. They go outside of, you know, Knoxville and try to bring in someone from the outside, which I think is obviously a chance that could happen. And I wouldn't be surprised if Danny White wanted to kind of get his own guy in there to a certain degree. The number one name is the Oregon coach right now. He's had a lot of success over in Eugene. And so that's someone that's been early tied to it, just as far as someone that's at a, you know, pretty significant program at the moment and has had success. And you think you could probably pull away from the job he's at now, but we'll see. It's going to be interesting what the timing of it looks like, because it's an unprecedented move. No one's really had to replace a college baseball coach in the middle of October. So we'll see if that's something that they just want to roll with it this season and try to go into next season with the new coach, or if they're really going to try to go after it right now and get someone as the full-time coach going into this season.
You were obviously there in Knoxville. Talk about this week from a Tennessee perspective as a fan, because you lose to Alabama embarrassingly on Saturday, and now you lose your baseball coach as well to Major League Baseball. Talk about that aspect, please.
Well, I think it took some of the heat off of Josh Heupel and company, because it was a really ugly game over in Tuscaloosa, and a game that, not saying they should have won it, but it shouldn't have been a 17-point loss, and one that Alabama fans are starting to smoke their cigars with like 8 minutes left in the game. It should have been a lot closer of a game at the very least. And Josh Heupel's team came out and looked flat for most of it. And you know, I don't want to take all the credit from Alabama, but Tennessee beat themselves in a lot of ways as well. But, you know, the Tony stuff comes out, and that came out Saturday morning. So it really kind of made that Saturday night even more painful for Tennessee fans, is when you saw the writing on the wall of Tony. You just lost that Alabama game for your second loss of the year. Now, you kind of lost all margin for error the rest of the season. If you want to make the playoffs, you got to win out now. So it became a very frustrating weekend. And then as things started to play out with the Tony saga, I think some fans started to cling on to a little bit of hope, maybe, where it was like, the more this thing starts to draw out, like, it's been 5 days now, maybe right now Tony's maybe going to stay, maybe they can get him back. And then obviously that didn't happen on Wednesday when he made the announcement, but the scenes in Knoxville on Tuesday were pretty crazy. There was, you know, a fan outside the athletic department with a sign saying, you know, don't mess this up to Danny, essentially, like, Tony built this thing, don't let him leave. And then they had a scrimmage over at Lindsey Nelson Stadium, and the porches, it's an active construction zone right now, so there's only so much of the stadium fans are allowed to be in, but a good amount of fans showed up and watched that scrimmage and were chanting Tony's name and essentially begging him to stay. And it was a wild weekend. It was a very on brand for Tennessee type of weekend after, you know, all the drama that's happened in their football department with the Lane Kiffin departure and the bedlam that occurred after that. And then, You look at Shiano Sunday just from a handful of years back. It's very on brand for this to happen to Tennessee, but I guess it's different in the way of there is an aspect of it where it's like, okay, Tony Vitello, it's not like he left you for another college. He's leaving for an MLB opportunity, and I don't think that's something you can fully fault him for.
Ryan, as always, thank you for taking time to join us. Go and enjoy covering Tennessee and Kentucky this weekend. Catch up with you later on, okay?
Thanks for having me on, Stinger. I appreciate it.
All right. Rocky week up on old Rocky Top, to say the least. I really do want to thank Ryan Silva for joining me right there. When we come back on the other side of this break, we are turning our attention to Arkansas and Auburn as we are going to begin with the Auburn Tigers talking about this game that they desperately need to win. And then Kevin Bohanna will join us later on to talk about Arkansas. That's on the other side of the break. And you're listening to the Stingray Show. I will be right back.
Your old pal Spooky here, welcome you out to Spook Trail Haunted Maze. Spook Trail 269. Spook Trail!
Spook Trail Haunted Maze is one of Alabama's longest haunts, founded in 1989 and has been running strong since then. Over a quarter mile long outdoor maze in the woods through an old junkyard, through twists and turns into the darkness. If you are looking for an extreme adventure into some of the darkest areas of your mind, then this is the place for you. Due to the nature of their paths, you will be entering at your own risk. Look up Spook Trail Haunted Maze on Facebook to see what days they're going to be open. Just minutes from Birmingham and Jasper in Quinton, Alabama. And remember,
Spook Trail!
We all enjoy the changing of the seasons. Fall is a special time to be thankful for our families and many blessings. It is also a great time, though, to review your insurance coverages. Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. The more you protect, the more you save. With helpful customer service teams right here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide the insurance plan that provides the protection that you need. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577 or drop by his office at 202 McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, with Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Got some new trouble with some moderate delays. Lurley B. Wallace Boulevard, northbound lanes at University Boulevard. Got a crash taking out a single lane. Brake lights already backed up over a mile there. But just, once again, moderate delay. So no need for any alternate routes. Although once you get past University Boulevard, we still have some lingering volume delays as you approach McFarland Boulevard and make your way northbound through Northport. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, I am Craig Weinman.
The flagship station for Alabama Crimson Tide football.
Alabama touchdown.
Only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back inside the Stingray Show. Now let's turn our attention to college football. And this weekend, we have a game that could potentially be a saving or the final straw for Hugh Freeze at Auburn, as Auburn is coming off of a very, very disappointing and another heartbreaking loss to Missouri, and now they have to go on the road to Fayetteville to take on Arkansas, who is also reeling but playing much better. To break down this game and to start with the Auburn side, here is Kyle Rush of the barn. Kyle, how are things with you? And I can tell you are really frustrated about this Auburn football team.
Yeah, man, we're struggling. We're hanging in there. But it's not been fun. And it's not so much the losses as it is how you're losing. And it seems to be a repeated thing over and over again. Your defense plays phenomenal, gets you multiple chances to win the game, and then your offense can't do it. Your offense can't get over the hump, whether it's penalties, sacks, negative plays, or just simply you could call it play calling, you could call it strategy, whatever you want to call it. They're just not getting it done, and you've seen it for four games straight now. I honestly think Auburn has one of the best defenses in the country. To be able to do what they're doing with almost no support from the other side of the ball, it's incredible. And, you know, you just keep not being able to get it done. It's maddening because, yes, maybe you're close on the scoreboard. You feel like you're close, but it happening over and over again, it makes you feel like you're so far away. So it's been a frustrating time, and there's a lot of tough questions that have to be asked and answered. And I think this game may go a long way into answering a lot of those questions.
Do you think if they lose to Arkansas, who has been struggling against everybody to find a win, will that be the final straw for Hugh Freeze?
I think if it's a lot of the same, it's going to be tough to justify. It's going to be tough to justify because Arkansas, it is what it is. They're not good defensively. They haven't been good defensively. They're fantastic on offense. So if you want to say, look, we've played some really tough defenses. We've caught some bad breaks from, you know, whatever you want to call it, drop passes, penalties, things like that. We've caught some bad breaks. But if you go to Fayetteville and the offense still looks the same, even though you're playing a defense that everybody's scoring points on, if you can't do it again, there's something really deep and malignant clearly going on. And I don't know that you can really afford at that point in time, maybe not to make a move. So it does seem like they want to give him all the opportunities possible to maybe finish 7-5, or you know, maybe even run the table and go 8-4, which would be, you know, the chances of that seem very, very slim. But if you can't get this one and you've dropped 5 in a row, it's really hard to see how you could even justify keeping him at this point in time.
And Kyle, to make matters worse, his post-game press conference comments did not make any sense at all when he said, we fit the mold of Auburn. Yeah. And I'm just like, well, what is the mold of Auburn?
Yeah.
Like that? I mean,
sometimes to the chagrin of a lot of people, I feel like we really lean into the whole fitting Auburn and the Auburn man and Auburn family type stuff a little bit too much. Hey, even families fight occasionally. So if you don't start winning, you could be as big a part of the family as possible. Families fight too. And another loss here, it's going to become almost untenable. I mean, Auburn's biggest win over the last four weeks is they got a referee fired. I mean, that's the biggest win out there right now. So it's been rough.
Let's go on ahead and dive into the Arkansas matchup. And where are you most concerned that Arkansas can take advantage of Auburn?
Well, look, Arkansas averages somewhere around the mid-30s as far as points per game. Auburn's typically holding teams to about 2 touchdowns under what their average is. So let's just say that holds true. So I think they're averaging 37 points a game. So you take 2 touchdowns off that, they're right around 24 points a game. That's fine. If you can get out of Fayetteville with only giving up 24 points, I think you're fine. The problem is, can Auburn's offense score 24 points? Can Auburn's offense outscore them, basically, even at that low number? That to me is the biggest question. Like, I just don't know what happens if you have a couple of sacks or you have a turnover or you have some penalties that put you behind the chains and then you have two or three drives that stall out. Arkansas's got a ton of firepower. And then at what point in time does the dam break, if it does, on defense, where it's just like, man, we're continually busting our heads against the wall and you don't get any support on the other side of the ball. So to me, it's all going to depend on those first several drives. Can Auburn have some type of offensive game plan that looks like sustainable and move the ball and score some points? And they're going to have to score a bunch. Again, even if you hold Arkansas under their average, you still got to score a bunch of points.
Where do you feel like that Auburn can take advantage of Arkansas, especially the matchup of the offense versus that horrid, atrocious Arkansas defense?
Well, obviously, the easy answer is to establish the run. You look at Arkansas, they're actually the dead last as far as rushing defense in the country. So you're hoping that doesn't always yield, though, Auburn running the ball. For whatever reason, we seem to get away from that. But they're horrible against the run. Jeremiah Cobb's having an unbelievable season so far. You got your freshman, Omar Mabson, who scored a touchdown last week against Missouri, that you're working in, and you're getting him more and more acclimated. It feels like that is the biggest mismatch there is there. I mean, they're quite literally giving up almost 200 yards on the ground per game. Through the air, they're not much better. They're second to last in the country as far as passing yard. Conference, as far as giving up passing yards. So, like, there's really not a good superlative you can look at as far as this Arkansas defense and say, man, that looks like it could be a mismatch for this Auburn offense. Like, they can't stop the run and they can't stop the pass. So, and they don't particularly rush the passer well either. They're towards the bottom of the country, of the conference in sack numbers. So all of that lines up for a huge potential offensive day for the Auburn Tigers. It's just hard to even know that you have the faith. Like, it's hard to have the faith that you can actually take advantage of that.
All right. How do you see it playing out? Auburn and Arkansas, both teams are desperate for a win. Auburn is trying to avoid five straight losses. How do you see it, the Hogs or Auburn?
I think Bobby Petrino is obviously a great play caller, and he's done a lot of things already to get those guys fired up and competitive. They've looked like they've had a spark the last two games, and I think maybe they smell a little bit of blood in the water with Auburn. And if he can pick off an SEC win as an interim coach, you know, does that help him maybe parlay that into getting the head coaching job? I don't know. I just think they're going to be very motivated. I think they're going to be fired up. And I think that this may be the game eventually that defense is going to have to give in. And this may be the game that happens. And I think they knock off the Auburn Tigers like 28-21 or something like that with a late touchdown. It's going to go the exact same way. They're going to score a late touchdown to get the lead. Auburn's going to get the ball. And I just don't have any faith that they're going to be able to go down and tie or win the game.
Thank you, as always. Are you making the trip up to Fayetteville?
No, I'm not. We do the live stream. We live stream the games with commentary and guests, kind of like the Manning cast, but for Auburn fans. So if you're out there and you want to jump in, check us out on YouTube. We'll be going live bright and early. We'll have some breakfast and ready to go.
And that is The Barn on YouTube?
The Barn Auburn on YouTube, yes.
Okay. All right, man. Well, thank you. And hopefully when we talk next week, we won't be talking about a head coaching change at Auburn. War Eagle this weekend. Catch up with you next week.
Thanks, man.
Okay. So, guys, that is going to wrap up the Auburn side of this matchup. I really do want to thank Kyle Rush for joining me on this edition. When the Stingray Show returns, we are heading up to Fayetteville, Arkansas. to talk with Kevin Bohanna of HogSports.com to get his take on this game from the Arkansas side. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show, and I will return right after.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
He'll go on the toss to Jam. He cuts it back. He's got a first down. He's got a touchdown.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide head east for SEC action against South Carolina. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Alabama football.
Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
It's college football season, and what goes well with college football events? And if you have an event coming up and needs catering, let Certified Chef Jamie and the Coker Market do the event for you. Here are just some of the things that Coker Market have to offer for your catering needs. Pulled pork by the pound, chicken tenders by the dozen, smoked wings by the dozen, or a half a slab of ribs or a full slab of ribs. Contact Jamie and the Coker Market today, or better yet, go by there off of County Road 140 and let them help you take the hassle out of the catering needs for your event this upcoming football season. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Ferguson of South's Finest Meats, the official sponsor of the Stingray Show, has a message for you.
Everything we do here is fresh and custom made, custom to order. You know, I tell people when they come in, you know, if you don't see what you like, ask somebody. You know, we've got the capability to process it, make it. You know, if you want a different blend of hamburger meat, we'll do your brisket blend. We'll do your chuck blend. We'll do your sirloin blend. You know, we do all that right here. We are a butcher shop. It's what we do. So please don't be afraid to ask if you don't see what you like. We can make you any size patty you want. We can make you any amount you want. You know, people call and say, well, how many patties come in the box? Well, ma'am, how many would you like in a box? You know, you want 12, we'll put 12. You want 25, we'll put 25.
That's just one of the many things that South's Finest Meats has to offer, the official butcher shop of the Stingray Show.
This Tide 100.9. For more coverage of Alabama football, visit us at Tide100.9.com or download the free Tide 100.9 app.
The Crimson Tide will not be denied.
Welcome back inside the Stingray Show, and now let's talk about the Auburn and Arkansas matchup from the Arkansas side, as this team needs a win just like Auburn does, as they are coming off of a heartbreaking close loss to Texas A&M last weekend in a shootout there in Fayetteville, where Arkansas had an incredible offensive performance, but they could not stop Texas A&M. To break down this game from the Arkansas side, here is Kevin Bohanna of HogSports.com. Kevin, how are things with you in Fayetteville, Arkansas? And buddy, it is just like deja vu all over again. The defense just can't stop anybody.
Yeah, it's Groundhog Day in Fayetteville. So, you know, at this point, you know, Coach Petrino has to keep his guys up and, you know, make sure they have confidence going into the game. That's one of the, you know, I do a Keys to Victory and Five Burning Questions every Thursday morning on HogSports.com. And that's one of the questions is, you know, which team will be confident coming into the weekend? Auburn's had close losses all four games. They've held, you know, three of those teams, their season low in points. I mean, look at what, you know, last weekend, double overtime, Missouri beat them. The Texas A&M game was 16-10, Georgia 20-10, and the Oklahoma 24-17. So Arkansas just has to come out in front of the home crowd and at least hold Auburn a few times. If they can hold them a few times, I think they have a shot to win it.
All right, so let's backtrack briefly to the Texas A&M game, the one that was delayed by weather for 2 hours and did not start on time until 4:30. How do you think that that impacted the game from the players' perspective?
I think it helped Arkansas, honestly. We talked about it last week. If it was wet, if it was going to be raining, storm, whatever, that would impact Arkansas because it would make them one-dimensional. Arkansas was able to throw – they were able to run their whole offense against Texas A&M. And as good as A&M had been all season, Arkansas had 525 yards of offense. Taylen Green had another outstanding day. Mike Washington ran for 147 yards on 19 carries. So they did everything they were supposed to do. The problem was, you know, Texas A&M just made a couple more stops. And Arkansas had to kick a couple field goals in the red zone. That was the difference in the game, Steven. Both teams had 10 possessions. Both teams scored 7 times. That just shows you that you can't settle for field goals when you don't have a defense.
Yes. All right. When we break down the matchup on Saturday there
it's still Razorback Stadium, yeah. It's
Razorback Stadium now. It's so many words there.
It's not anymore because the naming rights are up for grabs. So if we want it to be Steven Stingray Razorback Stadium, we could do that. It would just take, I don't know, we've got a few million laying in the bank. We can go make that happen.
Gotcha. So Razorback Stadium, when we look at this matchup, where do you feel like that Arkansas can take advantage of Auburn, if anywhere?
Yeah, it's really funny when you start looking at the stats and breaking down everything, which we can go really in depth at. So, you got one of the best offenses in the country. Arkansas is number 4 in yardage. They're up there in points as well against a defense that's been very stingy this year. Of course, we talked about the points that they've given up to the SEC teams, but that was the same thing against Texas A&M last week. Arkansas scored more points in that game than Texas A&M's conference opponents had done combined, whether it be Florida, Mississippi State, you know, Auburn, it didn't matter. So if Arkansas just comes out and does what they need to do and just stick to holding on to the football, they're gonna score points. Where they have to take advantage of Auburn is Auburn's offense has been very anemic under Jackson Arnold. You know, Jackson Arnold was one of the prize gets out of the transfer portal. He thought Hugh Freeze was going to be the guy that gets him to the NFL. Well, Arnold's he's had at least 30 pass attempts in all 4 conference games, yet he's averaging 172 yards. That's not even 6 yards per attempt. So there's a disconnect on the offense. Now, the line has been very bad. I think Oklahoma broke a school record for sacks in a game. Yeah. Missouri got in on him. Arkansas has to just keep everything in front of them. They've been good at doing bend but don't break defenses, you know, among the last 4 or 5 years. So they've simplified everything. Just let those guys play. Now, problem is Cam Ball, star defensive tackle, is going to be out Saturday. So that puts the thinnest position group even thinner. Steve, they may get us out there. I'm not sure. So we may need to go out suit up on Saturday. I don't have any eligibility left, but you might. So that's the thing. Arkansas, take advantage of special teams.
Right.
Take advantage of special teams because that's what may decide the game on Saturday.
All right, what about the opposite? Where are you most concerned about Auburn taking advantage of Arkansas?
Yeah, I'm afraid it may be Jackson Arnold's coming out party. Jeremiah Cobb is good in the backfield. They've got a couple of good receivers. They're athletic. They're fast. That's always it's like every week, you know, you got to worry about the athletes on the offensive side of the ball. So, like I said, the Arkansas defensive backs, if they would learn to turn their head, they would have already had 4 or 5 more interceptions this season. I mean, it literally hits them in the back of the helmet. So just play the ball. Just go back to fundamentals, man. So if they can keep Jackson Arnold from getting momentum, Arnold is he's one of those quarterbacks, if he gets in a groove, gets on a roll, he could have a huge game. He's like a lot of those Oklahoma quarterbacks. If you think about it, throughout the years of Lincoln Riley, they had Baker Mayfield, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray. When those guys got going, you could not stop them. And Caleb Williams is the same way, even though he transferred out to USC. You look at Spencer Rattler. He's having a good career. So those guys all have a set of skills that, you know, once they go, you can't stop them. So Arkansas is going to have to make a couple stops this weekend.
All right. We've talked about both of these teams are struggling. Kevin, in your opinion, who is more desperate for a win, Arkansas or Auburn, coming into this football game?
I really think it's Auburn, because Arkansas has already fired their head coach. Hugh Freeze is 2-9 in one score games. That's a worse winning percentage than what Sam Pittman had. So I went and broke down the numbers since they got rid of my man Gus Malzahn. I'm a huge Gus Malzahn fan. I was, you know, really loved the offense, and, you know, I really designed what I wanted to do as an offensive coordinator around what he did. You know, everybody thinks that Gus has just spread them out, throw the ball all over the place. No, it's always built around the run, you know, two back, run downhill, and use play action pass and RPO off of that. So, you know, 22-28 since they got rid of Gus. Harsin was a dumpster fire. And now Hugh Freeze is. I mean, he's not very good. 14-18 in his middle of his third year, like 5-15 in conference play. They just haven't been very good. Offense is only averaging like 330 a game. That's under Hugh Freeze now, one of the, you know, best offensive minds of this generation, or so they say. So I think Auburn's really desperate for one. They've been close the last 4 weeks, but heck, Arkansas has too. I mean, look at what they did. A&M, Tennessee, Ole Miss, all within 6 points.
How do you see it playing out? Does Arkansas get a much-needed win, or does Auburn finally have a coming-out party against the Arkansas defense and they win?
Yeah. So Arkansas's won 2 out of the last 3 against Auburn. The problem is they haven't won in Fayetteville since 2015. And that game went to overtime, 54-46. It was one of those games that just kept you on the edge of your seat. Now, I don't think the scoring gets that high. I think Arkansas runs the ball really well, and they try to control the clock, keep Auburn off the field. And Auburn's defense is too good. They'll make a couple stops. So I do think Arkansas can win this one. So I haven't made my official prediction yet, but since we're on here and we're going to put it on the record right now, I'll say Arkansas wins 31-23.
All right. And finally, as we walk out the door, is there any chance that you think Gus Malzahn could become the new head coach of Arkansas?
I mean, I'll say it's possible just because Norvell is in a bad situation at Florida State right now. When the athletic director has to come out in state support and say a comprehensive review will be conducted at the end of the season, that's never good. You know, when you have to address it, it's never good. So I'm not saying that it won't happen. I just don't think the odds are very good. I think that window was open 6, maybe 8 years ago. I just don't think it's the right time and the right fit, even though I think Malzahn would be great, and I think he could recruit very well to Arkansas, and I think he would get the donors excited. I just think the timing and the window's closed for him.
Kevin, as always, thank you for taking time out of your schedule. Woo Pig Suey, this weekend, hopefully Arkansas can get a much-needed win for interim coach Bobby Petrino, and we would love to catch up with you next week to continue to talk about the season for the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Appreciate it, Steven. Always good to be on.
All right. Thank you, man.
You bet.
So that is going to do it for the preview of Auburn and Arkansas. I really do want to thank Kevin Bohanna and Kyle Rush for joining us this evening. I've got about 5 minutes left on this edition of the Stingray Show after this commercial break, and I'm going to finish it up with you guys talking about Alabama football history, because we have not done that since the 10th of October. We're going to finish up the Stingray Show talking about Alabama football history on October the 23rd. That's on the other side of the break, and you're listening to the Stingray Show History Lesson right after this.
Go inside the Alabama Crimson Tide with the Gary Harris Show.
Hey, it's Gary Harris. Friday morning at 9 a.m. It's Fridays at the Free. I'll be live at Innisfree Irish Pub in Tuscaloosa, and we will have that Bama football trivia giveaway courtesy of T-Town Menswear, T-Town Gallery, and University Mall. We'll be giving away a signed Bo Scarborough football, plus Adam Amin from Fox Sport, Brett Pritchard with the Auburn Report, your phone calls, and more. That's Friday morning at 9 a.m.
Catch the Gary Harris Show Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. on Tide 100.9 and Tide 100.9.
Has it always been your dream to build the pond of your dreams, but you don't know if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond on? You need to contact Honey Hole Fisheries right here in Tuscaloosa County, because Jeff Bagwell will help you decide if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond. You can contact Honey Hole Fisheries at 205-799-0192. Once again, that is 799-0192. And hey, Jeff Bagwell can also order top quality automatic fish and hunting feeders for all of your outdoor recreation. Contact Jeff Bagwell today, once again, at 205-799-0192 to help you build the pond or lake of your dreams. For over 100 years, the Bank of Moundville has been a name clients can trust. The Bank of Moundville is more than just a bank. They're your neighbors, your friends, and your community partners. Their unique approach to financial education has always centered around families. They believe that financially strong homes today lay the foundation for a brighter future for tomorrow's generation. You can call them today at 205-371-2227. Once again, that is 371-2227 to schedule an appointment to build your financial security. The Bank of Moundville is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Things looking pretty good. They've cleared up considerably around the Tuscaloosa area this afternoon. We do have some road construction out there. No major incidents, but some road construction. A couple lanes blocked here and there. Skyland Boulevard in between 359 and Buttermilk Road. And on Old Birmingham Highway, eastbound lanes in between 55th Ave and Kennedy Mill Road. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, I am Craig Weinman.
World championship team covering a national championship team. The best sports talk in the state. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Your old pal Spooky here welcoming you out to Spook Trail Haunted Maze. Spook Trail 269. Spook Trail!
Spook Trail Haunted Maze is one of Alabama's longest haunts, founded in 1989 and has been running strong since then. Over a quarter mile long outdoor maze in the woods through an old junkyard, through twists and turns into the darkness. If you are looking for an extreme adventure into some of the darkest areas of your mind, then this is the place for you. Due to the nature of their paths, you will be in at your own risk. Look up Spook Trail Haunted Maze on Facebook to see what days they're going to be open. Just minutes from Birmingham and Jasper in Quinton, Alabama. And remember,
Spook Trail!
And while want to welcome you back inside the final segment of the Stingray Show. And I've got about 5 minutes left here on this show, and we are going to finish it up. You and I, the listener and the host, talking about Alabama football history on October the 23rd and the majority of the games in Alabama history on October the 23rd have all featured Alabama and Tennessee. And we will begin back in 1959. Alabama defeated Tennessee 10-7. In 1965, Alabama defeated Tennessee 31-14. In 1976, Alabama defeated Tennessee 34-13. And in 1990, Alabama pulled a dramatic upset of number 3 ranked Tennessee with a blocked game-winning field goal to set up their own game-winning field goal from Philip Doyle as Alabama defeated Tennessee 9-6 in 1990. The only win for Tennessee on this day in Alabama football history came in a hard-fought game in Knoxville in 2004 when Tennessee knocked off Alabama 17-13. In 2010, Alabama secured its fourth straight victory over Tennessee with a dominating performance at Neyland Stadium. Quarterback Greg McElroy threw for 264 yards, and Trent Richardson added a rushing touchdown as Alabama defeated Tennessee 41-10. And most recently was back in 2021. Alabama scored 30 or more points for the 34th consecutive game, a record in college football. And Alabama's offense had a career high of total yards of 574 yards of offense in a 52-24 win over the Tennessee Volunteers. So Alabama on October the 23rd is 1-2, 3-4, 5-6, and 1 against the Tennessee Volunteers. The only loss for the Crimson Tide on this day against Tennessee was back in 2004, a game in Knoxville, Tennessee. And that is going to put a wrap on the Alabama football history on this day of October the 23rd. And that's all the time that we have on the Stingray Show this evening. When I come back on the Friday evening edition of the Stingray Show, once again at 6 p.m., we are going to be traveling to Norman, Oklahoma, and talk about that huge matchup between Ole Miss and Oklahoma. And that game could potentially decide a playoff berth for both teams. Ole Miss is coming off of its first loss of the season, and Oklahoma continues to win, trying to get to the SEC and the playoff berth. We will be joined by Oklahoma beat writer and David Johnson, Ole Miss insider, and that is on the Friday evening edition of the Stingray Show, and we will see you then for a preview of the Rebel Land Sharks, whatever they call themselves in Oxford, versus the Boomer Sooner of Oklahoma.